Chapter 19. Canine Social Misfits. Bart started out with all the advantages that a dog could want in life. His breeder was active on the show circuit, and Bart, a handsome tricolor Australian shepherd, was earmarked for the show ring. He should have lived the life of a pampered prince, touring the West Coast and maybe someday doing Madison Square Garden. But somewhere along the line, something went wrong. Maybe his nose was a little too long, or his stifles a little too straight. Whatever the reason, Bart's breeder decided he wasn't show quality, and at age 10 months, he was in the market for a new home. Young adult, purebred Australian shepherds should normally have no problems finding a pet home. They are intelligent, attractive, and easily trainable. And the babe generated, the film, popularity of the Border Collie has spilled over onto other herding breeds, Aussies included. Unfortunately, Bart wasn't normal. His breeder had overlooked a critical part of his early education. She lived in a remote area outside of Las Vegas, and Bart had not been exposed to enough other people or to the sights and sounds of the real world. He was unsocialized. Bart's breeder had the audacity to list herself on the internet under Breed Rescue for Australian Shepherds in order to seek a home for Bart. Perhaps she didn't see the irony. Most likely, she knew that it was a good way to find someone with a kind heart who would take her homegrown problem off her hands. At least, she didn't have the nerve to charge an adoption fee when Walt, a kindly retired gentleman from Carmel Valley, California, contacted her about a possible adoption. When Walt met Bart, he knew the timid young dog would be a challenge. Taken by the dog's striking good looks and sensitive personality, however, Walt agreed to the adoption. Meanwhile, across the country in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a female chow, long gone feral after being abandoned by her owners, was scavenging in a dumpster at a county maintenance yard, trying to find enough nourishment to feed the puppies growing within her body. She and her 3 feral packmates were fed regularly by Missy, a soft-hearted resident who lived nearby, and irregularly by several county workers. Still, life was difficult for the pregnant feral dog. Her pups, soon to be born in a drainage pipe near the maintenance yard, would open their eyes in a few weeks to bleak prospects. Unless someone intervened, they would grow up wild, if they even survived, to face the same meager existence as their mother. They've got to be carefully taught. Dogs aren't born full-fledged man's best friends. As with all baby animals, there is a period in their lives when they must learn about the world in order to survive. This critical period is a window of opportunity for socialization, a time when puppies learn what is safe and good and what is not. Opinions differ as to how long the window is open, but it falls somewhere in the period between 4 and 16 weeks. After the window closes, anything not previously identified as safe will automatically fall into the unsafe category. Dogs must be socialized to the human world during this time, or they will forever be fearful of new people, sights, and sounds. Dogs who are well socialized receive lots of gentle human contact and handling from the time their eyes open. As they get older, 8 to 16 weeks, they are given careful exposure to other stimuli, visits to the vet hospital and groomer, walks in town, rides on elevators and escalators, sounds of cars, motorcycles, and skateboards, people of different ages, sexes, and ethnic backgrounds, people who dress, talk, and move in strange ways, and people with umbrellas, crutches, wheelchairs, and facial hair. The more positive exposures a dog has to a wide variety of experiences during this period, the more confident and well-adjusted she will be throughout her life, and the more easily she will accept new experiences, even without prior exposure. Guide Dogs for the Blind and other service dog organizations send their puppies to live with 4-H families because the 4-H participants try to take their service puppies with them everywhere they go. It is inexcusable that Bart's breeder, who should have known better, would allow him to grow up without the necessary social skills. And it is tragic that the Chow's puppies were born into a society that holds life in such low esteem that dogs are dumped by their owners to breed and produce feral puppies. To a lesser degree than these two cases, there are many poorly socialized dogs around us. The dog who snaps at children, the one who shakes uncontrollably in the car, the pup raised in the country and then moved to the city, where she now overreacts to the bustle of urban life, and the apartment dwellers next door complain about her incessant barking. An unsocialized dog is a canine social misfit, the doggy equivalent of the socially inept human who hides in corners at parties because he never learned how to relate to others. There are a lot of canine misfits out there hiding in the corners of life. An ounce of prevention. The easiest way to avoid this problem, as with most serious dog behavior challenges, is through prevention. Although your veterinarian, concerned about diseases, may caution you against exposing your new puppy to the real world, failure to do so can result in a poorly socialized adult dog. The answer to this dilemma is to expose a properly vaccinated young Bart to a controlled social environment. Take him to a well-run puppy class, where he can meet lots of different people and lots of healthy puppies. Invite friends of all ages and races over and have them dress up in odd clothes, hats, umbrellas, and sunglasses. Invite children over to play gently with Bart and to feed him treats. The more positive encounters he experiences while his socialization window is open, the more adjusted, confident, and gregarious he will be as an adult. As long as you are careful to only expose your dog to other healthy dogs and puppies, your veterinarian's fears are not likely to be realized. In the long term, lack of socialization can be a bigger threat to your puppy's well-being than the risk of disease. A positive pound of cure. If you are the owner of a canine social misfit, don't despair. The good news is that you can take steps to make the world a less terrifying place for your unsocialized dog. The quality of her life can be improved with desensitization training that gives her confidence and helps her make sense of the world around her. Desensitization takes a lot of work and a patient owner, but it can be done. It should come as no surprise that the methods used to rehabilitate an unsocialized dog must be positive ones. The poor pooch is already terrified of the world. Progress is slow in the best of circumstances, and when she starts taking tentative steps to emerge from her shell, the tiniest correction can send her scurrying back to safety. Each dog will progress at her own pace. Some progress far more quickly than others. You must be patient. Pushing an unsocialized dog too quickly can destroy weeks, even months, of painstaking progress. Here are the steps to take to foster courage in an unsocialized canine. 1. Teach your dog a reward marker. Review Chapter 10, Core Exercise 1.1, Charging the Clicker, for more information. 2. Reward mark his entire meal. If the dog is extremely unsocialized, fearful even of you, let this be the only way she gets to eat. By being in your company and, eventually when she's brave enough, by eating out of your hand. She needs to learn that you are the source of all good things. Reward marking won't work well for a free-roaming feral dog. She will have access to other food sources and won't have to tolerate your presence to find food. Note: I absolutely do not advocate starving a dog in order to get her to take food from you. You will need to find an environment where she feels comfortable eating in your presence. If necessary, do this at first in a room or yard that's large enough where she can be fairly far away from you while she picks treats up off the ground and gets reward marked for it. 3. Reward mark her for calm behavior around others. When the dog knows that the bridge means treat, you can click and treat any time she is being brave. If she is normally afraid of children, and she sits quietly next to you on a park bench while a child walks by, click and reward. Look for very small rewardable behaviors. If she glances at a child and doesn't react, click and reward. 4. Make a list of her fear triggers. You probably have a good idea of what frightens the dog. These are her triggers. Make a list and include everything you can think of. Ask other family members to help. Then prioritize your list. Now decide which trigger you want to start with in her desensitization program. Start with something achievable. For your dog's sake and for yours, it's important to have small successes throughout the process. You might need to take a big trigger and figure out how to break it down into smaller pieces. For example, if her number one trigger is tall men with beards and cowboy hats, you might start with tall men. Using the process described in the next step, step 5, work on desensitizing her to clean-shaven tall men without cowboy hats. Meanwhile, start leaving cowboy hats around the house in conspicuous places, and occasionally put one on yourself. Other family members and people who are well-liked by the dog can do the same. When she accepts tall men, you can advance to clean-shaven tall men with cowboy hats. Meanwhile, work at desensitizing her to short men with beards. Then, try tall men with beards without cowboy hats. When you have desensitized her to all of the pieces, then you can finally put them together as tall men with beards wearing cowboy hats. Remember, this takes time and patience. If you skip steps, you may undo all of your painstaking training progress and have to start over again. 5. Use counter-conditioning and desensitization. Desensitization is the process of gradually acclimating the dog to the things she is afraid of. Counter-conditioning means replacing her involuntary undesirable reaction, fear, with a more desirable one that is incompatible with fear, such as the eager anticipation of a tasty treat. Let's say the dog is afraid of strangers. Because you can't control a stranger's behavior, you need to create a stranger who will work with you. Get a friend, one the dog hasn't met, to act as your stranger and brief her ahead of time. Set up a system of simple hand signals so you can let her know if you want her to stay where she is, come closer, go farther away, or move to the side. If your dog's fear threshold is 30 feet, that is, if she starts acting stressed when strangers are 30 feet away, start with your stranger at 32 feet. You should be sitting comfortably with the dog on a leash next to you in a controlled environment. You don't want some real stranger to wander through and destroy your carefully staged training session. While your dog is calm about the stranger's presence just beyond her threshold, feed her lots of tasty treats, handfuls. Feed her a few treats at a time, but keep them coming constantly. Then have your stranger walk by at a distance of 32 feet, gradually, very gradually, moving closer, a few inches at a time, if necessary, with each pass. Of course, your stranger must be talented. She has to act natural, not be furtive or suspicious, and she can't make eye contact with the dog. A direct stare is a threat in dog language, and is especially threatening to a dog who is already stressed. Keep feeding treats the whole time the stranger, dog/friend is passing by. You want the dog to believe that the presence of strangers causes treats to rain from the heavens. If she starts to get nervous at 29 feet, signal the stranger to stop. Feed the dog more treats until she relaxes, then end the session. Have the stranger walk away. Another huge reward for the dog's good behavior, calm, brave behavior, makes the scary thing go away. Schedule another session for the next day. I told you this could take a long time. If you made it to 25 feet during the first session, then for the second session, you might have your stranger start at a distance of 29 feet. If you think the dog is ready for that. If she seems stressed as you begin the second session, start again at 32 feet. If the dog continues to stay relaxed as the stranger moves around and approaches, give her lots of rewards and stop the session at a reasonable distance before she gets stressed. Don't push it. Success in slow increments is the key. Slow success is far more important than fast progress. You want the dog to know that the presence of strangers makes good things, lots of treats, happen. In order for desensitization and counter-conditioning to work, you need to be very good at recognizing your dog's signs of stress. The DVD, The Language of Dogs, by Sarah Kalnise, is an excellent resource for learning how to read your dog's body language signals. 6. Reward mark while others feed treats. If your dog is more tolerant of people than in the scenario described in Step 2, you can have other people feed her treats when you reward mark, or they can reward mark and treat. The ultimate goal is to have the dog believe that people are safe and good, not scary and dangerous. The more she will accept treats from others, the more she can associate the treats with good things, not just you. 7. Teach her to target. Dogs love this exercise. It's like a treat vending machine. They push the button, they get a treat. By placing the target, which they love, near something that they are wary of, you can get them to approach the scary object. When they get clicked and treated for touching the target near the object, they soon decide that the scary thing isn't so bad after all. Caution. Avoid coddling. As tempting as it may be, do not allow yourself to coddle your bashful dog. You will be adding to his stress and exacerbating his timid behavior, not giving him confidence, like you might think. If you act concerned, he will be even more convinced that there is something to be afraid of. You'll do better to act matter-of-fact. Reassure him cheerfully. Use calming touch and massage, and let him know that everything's okay. The target stick works really well in place of coddling. It's important to always remember that your unsocialized dog is not acting out because of spite or malice. He is truly afraid, even terrified, of the things that he reacts to. Don't blame him. It's not his fault. Be patient and help him to slowly learn that the world is not such a frightening place after all. Outcomes. Let's revisit the lives of Bart and the Chow Mix puppies. What became of them? Walt engaged my services, and Bart progressed beautifully. He bonded to Walt immediately, with a few exceptions, most notably Walt's housekeeper, started to accept the world around him. In fact, he progressed so well that Walt often walked him off-leash around his peaceful gated community, and Bart made many friends. He even helped Walt host a pool party of more than 100 people. Sadly, Bart died at a relatively young age, but he lived a happy life, thanks in no small part to Walt's commitment to positive training. The drainage ditch puppies fared even better. Missy found their den when they were 4 weeks old, took them home, and hand-raised them. By the time they were 8 weeks, they were well started on their socialization lessons, greeting visitors with welcoming yips and wagging tails. Missy placed them into carefully screened homes with caring families who were willing to commit to giving them lifelong loving homes, spaying and neutering them, and continuing their education so they could grow up to be normal dogs, leading normal doggy lives.